This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. The Union Cabinet yesterday approved 5 projects worth over 13,000 crore rupees, including 4 railway and 1 highway project. Briefing media after the meeting in New Delhi yesterday, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said, the Union Cabinet under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi has cleared 4 multi-tracking projects of railway covering 8 districts across 4 states of West Bengal, Odisha, Tamil Nadu and Andhra Pradesh. He said with a total estimated cost of 9,450 crore rupees, the projects are scheduled for completion by 2030-31.
5 बहुत बड़े फैसले लिए हैं. पहले 4 प्रोजेक्ट्स हैं जो कि रेलवे के हैं और 5वां प्रोजेक्ट हाईवे का है. पहले 4 प्रोजेक्ट में जो हावड़ा से चेन्नई की रूट है, मेन लाइन है, इस मेन लाइन के क्वाड्रुपलिंग के डिसीजंस हैं और एक है कटक से पैरादीप रेलवे लाइन का क्वाड्रुपलिंग का 3rd and 4th लाइन. और 5वां प्रोजेक्ट है मुजफ्फरपुर से सीतामढ़ी होते हुए सोनबरसाइक तक ये 4 लेन हाईवे बनाने का. टोटल 13,041 करोड़ रुपीज के प्रोजेक्ट आज कैबिनेट ने अप्रूव किए.
Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari yesterday said the government's foremost priority is to provide high-quality infrastructure while maintaining cost-effectiveness. He emphasized that there can be no compromise in the quality of infrastructure development. Mr. Gadkari was addressing the 4th edition of the Tunnels and Bridges Conference in New Delhi. He said his ministry would review the existing provisions governing subcontracting of highway works to ensure that contractual requirements are strictly adhered to and that responsibility for a quality and timely execution remains clearly with the principal contractor. U.S. Ambassador to India Sergio Gore yesterday described the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir as an important part of India and said the governments at the center and in the region have taken significant steps to improve security in the Union Territory. The U.S. envoy was talking to media after holding a meeting with Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister Omar Abdullah at his residence in Srinagar. Chief Minister Omar Abdullah said the meeting focused on India-U.S. relations in areas where the United States can engage with Jammu and Kashmir. Union Minister Kiran Rijiju has termed the claim as false that China has entered 60 kilometers into Arunachal Pradesh. In a social media post, Mr. Rijiju said that the photos and videos from Bangladesh were being used to falsely portray Chinese entry into Arunachal Pradesh. He said such claims could demoralize the army personnel guarding the border and create unnecessary confusion. The minister said the India-China border issue is a serious matter and appealed to people to not make false or unverified claims on such a sensitive issue. Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu has said the government aims to triple the country's air cargo volume by 2030. Mr. Naidu was speaking at the inauguration of new sectors under the Trans-Cargo Security Hold Area to enhance air cargo connectivity from Delhi Airport yesterday. The Directorate of Revenue Intelligence, DRI, has busted a wildlife trafficking syndicate involving in the illicit trade of ivory artifacts and seized 54 intricately carved ivory items in Lucknow. The seized items include animal figurines of bulls, elephants and dogs, as well as human figurines depicting a warrior and a mother holding her child. In hockey, India registered a comprehensive 5-3 victory over arch rivals Pakistan in the final Pool D encounter of Men's FIH World Cup at Amstelveen, Netherlands yesterday. To qualify for the second round, the defeat ended Pakistan's campaign in the group stage. A court in West Bengal's Nadia district has ordered the issuance of an arrest warrant against Trinamool Congress MP Mahua Moitra for failing to appear before it in an alleged hate speech case. The Krishnanagar court also directed that a report on the execution of the warrant be submitted by the 28th of August. India registered a commanding 165-run victory over host Sri Lanka in the first test in Galle yesterday to take a 1-0 lead in the 2-match series. Sri Lanka, chasing a target of 372 runs of victory, were bowled out for 206 during the post-lunch session on the 5th and final day. Indian left-arm spinner Manav Sathur was the architect of India's victory, taking 6 wickets in the second innings to finish with a maiden 10-wicket match haul in only his second test. And that is the end of this news bulletin.